You're gonna get this your channel taken down, trust me. This going on YouTube? I'm gonna bring your whole empire down.
Hey, Scissor Siblings. Come see me live in Huntington Beach, California this weekend and this Tuesday for Stand Up on the Spot at the Comedy Store. Then I'll be making my way down to the La Jolla Comedy Store near San Diego, California. Then you can come see me in St. Louis, Syracuse, New York, and New York City. JeremiahWatkins.com for tour dates and ticket info. Love you guys. Now let's get into this episode of Scissor Bros.
Oh my God. Oh God.
Oh sh. That was a good one.
Scissor Brothers.
That should not have been the podcast.
That should have definitely been the
podcast. No freaking way,
dude. Yeah, that's what I want. The real shit.
That's too much, dude.
What do you mean it's not too much?
They can't handle what just happened.
No, they can handle it.
No, they can't.
People like the drama.
Patreon.com/scissorbros.
People like the drama. Maybe. They want the friction, man. They want the realness. They want it.
That was some... I don't think that was fun. You want that on the podcast?
That's real talk, baby. That's what people tune into. They want to hear the real shit. Right, Gerald?
Yeah, like, why isn't even my head in frame?
YouTube.com/scissorbros.
I mean, they're here right now. Yep. Okay. Yep, we're in it.
You got something for me? I feel like in this mood.
Now, question for you. Are you wanting to play that right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I might red zone right now. That's the real thing.
See, now you're being real. I like that.
What?
Yeah, I want to see more
that
of that.
That xylophone was annoying
to
me.
I know, but I want to see that.
What? You want to see me get pissed?
Yeah, I like that.
Why, though?
Because it's real.
I understand it's real.
And I want to see, I like that authenticity.
I'm being authentic.
I love you, brother.
I love you, dude.
I like having real talks with you. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah. You got something for the keyboard? Now I'm in the mood. Play some.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what this is like?
What?
This is a couple that now you're in the mood. I'm not in the mood.
Play something, brother. Let's get something going on. Come on, man. Let's add the positivity back. Come on, get that keyboard going,
dude.
I got something for you.
Can we scissor away whatever that just was?
There's no negativity, though.
Can we clear the room? If you're home with us, sometimes you gotta do some extra scissors to get some
Scissor Bros vinyl.
You ready?
Coming into a home near you.
What did you say?
Scissor Bros vinyl's out.
Oh, it is.
Scissor Bros vinyl's out.
Scissor Bros is out. The vinyl.
If you want the physical copies, hit us up.
Yeah,
we got you.
In the description below, they're starting to ship out. If you ordered it, they're already shipping out.
Shout out to the Comedy Store Records for putting that out. We love you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very exciting.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, what? Oh, my God.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31.
Oh my God, there's a record for you.
35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. Are you doing this along with us? 41, 42, 43. All right, at home. 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. We haven't done 50 in a minute, brother, and I feel better.
Have we done an Energizer Bunny Turtle song?
Yes.
Okay.
How you doing, man?
I feel better now that we... So before we started recording, we really talked things out, and I had a great time doing it, and I feel better talking about it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
You don't look like you.
I feel great. I feel great.
Hey, you know what? This is a part. Communication's important, man.
I've heard that in relationships.
It's important, man.
I know it is.
It's not good to keep it inside.
I know.
You know
we
what
both
I mean?
Said some things that, oh, that yeah. we revealed to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Some of them.
Go ahead.
Some of them were hurtful. Some of them were not.
I know. I know. But I didn't. We don't mean
neither
to hurt
of us, neither of us aimed to hurt each other. We were just talking the real, real. Authentic.
We're like becoming like real siblings, me and you.
Oh, I know. It's scary.
Like, we've fought. We've yelled at each other.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I mean, we've been through the whole gambit.
Yeah.
Like, we've, you know, hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Oh, remember that time in Missouri? Dude, we got into it there too, bro.
Well, yeah, because you were like on barely any sleep.
And then, but that's how real siblings go.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know. We're sizzle you know bros, what? Baby.
I love that. Because if it was not that, then it wouldn't be like this. This is real stuff. A real relationship.
I'm curious. Did you have a conversation or have you just been thinking about this? A lot of our talk was how Steve wanted to make sure that we're being authentic to ourselves. Right? That's fair to say.
Think about what you're about to say. These are our viewers here.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm wearing you tonight.
No pun intended.
Hey, can I tell you a funny story about this shirt?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, for my wife's birthday, I never do this. I got a pedicure with my wife.
See, dude, now you're living life, brother.
At a nail salon. I've never done this before. And the woman who
worked... Was she Asian?
Oh, yeah. And the woman... What was that look to camera? Was she Asian? She said I was really worried about, I was self-conscious about my feet going in there, like that I was gonna have like gross feet because my dad has kind of like gnarly feet from like me
growing
up. You
got healthy feet.
Well,
they're healthy.
Well, I brought him in and she goes, "You actually have very clean feet." And I was like, "Really?" And my wife made fun of me because I lit up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I lit up. And I was like, thank you. I was so excited that she said I had clean
feet.
That's crazy.
So that was a compliment. You have beautiful white feet. Beautiful white Caucasian feet.
Thank you.
So tender. Now, I have a problem. Now that
Wait,
you brought
one
that
second.
Up.
No, no.
Hold
the
up. Hold up. I don't want to forget.
No, I was starting my freaking story.
Go ahead.
I was wearing this shirt at the nail salon, and it says, think about it. Says, think about it.
And
and she goes, that looks like an Asian man on your shirt. And I go, oh, it is. I do a podcast with him. And my wife goes, yeah, that's Steve Lee. And she goes, yeah, he looks like a Lee. I'm telling you the real, real right now. Get back in your freaking chair, dude. With those amazing scissors.
Yeah, I could handle it. She said, that looks like a Lee.
Yeah.
I was going to, that's good you said that, because I was going to say a story defending them.
Defending who, specifically?
The Asian ladies working at these pedicure places.
Okay.
Because every time I walk by, I would be mad, like, God, how come they're on their knees and they're, you know? They're like
they're working hard.
They're like but the way I looked at it, they're like doing like, you know, like slave work or something.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Like they're all, you know. But you know what? I'm not gonna say anything. That's their job. Because I was gonna say that.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know. I was gonna say because she talked down on that shirt and she said I look like a Lee. What does that mean anyway?
I think she like might have been Vietnamese. And she recognized that this was a Korean-looking man on my shirt.
So she could tell. She could tell that person looks Korean.
I think all you Asians know how to differentiate really well
what
between
the
other
hell?
Asians.
What is going on now?
What do you
all
mean?
You Asians.
Yeah, all you Asians.
You're throwing us all into a crab bucket.
No, I'm saying you.
Oh, now you got to watch out what you're saying, brother.
I'm saying Asian people are really good at differentiating between other Asian people.
That's fair to say.
So I said, all you Asians. My apology for saying all you Asians.
You know what? This is my analogy. Going back to that, it's kind of like similar to like, you know, like you go to a subway, like a train station, and you see like black folks, like back in the day, shining shoes or something.
Okay. It's
like, and that's the way, like, I think.
You were looking at the nail salon? Yes,
I think maybe people, I'm saying maybe people that are non-Asian doing that look at them like that. But I could be wrong.
I don't know what to say here.
I want
to
hear it from you.
What?
I mean, am I far off saying that?
Do I think that, people look down on people who do or work at nail salons?
My shoe shine analogy, just my shoe shine analogy as far as
I think,
the perception towards that type of work.
I think any person who could be potentially racist might look at like it as a certain way. But I think it's a good paying job, you know what I mean?
But you're not one of them, are you?
Why are you asking me that?
That's
you
know why the answer that's to that. Why we're sister brothers.
I love you, dude.
I know. What? See, you just passed like three tests.
Did I?
You did with flying colors.
Oh, good.
Yeah. No offense to call me out looking Korean. You know, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Caught me off guard, but that's fine. Whoa, this episode's starting out pretty.
Oh, with a freaking bang, dude. Yeah. With a all we have to do is podcast for an hour before we start the podcast. Then it starts off with a hit.
Oh, there's some animosity in that tone.
It's my wife's birthday.
I know. Shout out to Maya. Shout out to Maya.
Try not to miss milestones.
Shout out to Maya. Happy birthday. You have some other talking points, too, you wrote down.
No,
as well,
no,
huh?
You said...
Well, no, my stuff is more like just like what's going on in my neighborhood. You know, there's like...
I want to hear about that.
Yeah, there's... I think that with what's happening... Specifically in the Hollywood area, there's more. You know what I noticed too is there's they're getting rid of like mom and pop houses and building these
the McMansion kind
of
thing?
Yeah, the McMansion condo type deals. And not only that, I noticed like more and more homelessness and weird activities.
What do you mean by weird activities?
Well, I saw a trans person with a pink wig in front of my place kind of eyeing the fence, and it kind of scared me before I Ubered over here, and I'm like,
what do you mean by eyeing the fence?
Well, eyeing the front of our building.
Oh, just like
kind of scoping it out.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay. And so it just made me think like, damn, things are getting sketchier over here. That's all, you know. Because I had one dude come in, thank God. So shout out to Marcella. She has one of those what are those cameras, like the home cameras?
Like the rings or whatever.
The ring cameras.
Yeah, yeah.
And dude, this one dude, he happened to be a white guy, walked in and he just walked in and took a dump like right next to my door. And I think it's...
In the back area, he took a dump next to your door?
Know, yeah, on the side of it. Yeah. So that really made me mad.
Do you think he's friends Do you think he's friends with the owl? The owl that lives by your place?
Maybe.
I've never seen somebody scratch themselves with scissors, like with a sheathed scissors.
But like, dude, like his dump, it looked like a horse's dump. It was just, it was like he held it for a week. And
Hashtag Scissor Bros is the most authentic podcast there is.
And I noticed it was on me because it was closest to my door. But the smell, it would not go away. So every time I opened the door to like maybe go to In-N-Out or to the grocery store, it'd make me mad. I would like take a whiff, like, and I would look over at it like, damn.
Did you clean it up?
I let it dry. I let it dry up first. So the trick, like, you know how like certain dog owners, they might not pick up their dog's poo?
Yeah.
And then a method is to let it dry up so it gets... not calcified, but hardened, you know? Mm-hmm. So I let it completely, completely dry.
Wow.
Yeah, so we can edit that out, you know?
We'll edit it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know what? We're authentic.
Yeah, so I noticed that, and I'm getting a lot, I'm just getting nervous energy as far as my living situation, not knowing how long I'm going to be there, where I'm going to go, and all that. Like, it's been on my mind. I'm like, okay, this is not going to last forever. Because I've been there 18 years, so I'm thinking, I just got to get ready. Be ready.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe I could live around this area.
Your apartment's finally of age.
It's getting up there, yeah. It's getting up there. It's getting up there.
Have you heard of The Acclaimed?
Is that a movie or something?
Wrestlers.
Acclaimed wrestlers.
We keep getting tagged so much. There are these guys who scissors is their thing, and they do this with each other, like before and after wrestling matches, and there's
is
fans.
Is it like professional
and,
wrestling?
Yeah, the AEW. There's fans in the audience who are holding up scissor signs and stuff like that, and people are like, whoa, these guys are ripping you off.
Were they there before us? Or?
I don't know about that. We got to have them on the podcast, though. We got to figure a way out to get them on the podcast.
So I don't get it. So they're called, are they this, they're called the Acclaimed?
That's like their symbol. Yeah, they're called the Acclaimed, but.
But what does that have to do with scissors? We're called the Scissor Bros.
I know.
But what does the Acclaimed have to do with scissors?
I don't know. That's just a thing that they do.
Huh.
Interesting.
Well, maybe
huh?
We could do like a wrestling match with them.
Whoa.
And they, because they're big guys.
Oh, yeah, they're big.
Like Andy Kaufman, the way he used to do with the female.
Of course.
Contestants and he'd wrestle them. Yeah. So let's do a call to action.
Okay.
So shout out to the Acclaimed wrestling duo for, is it WWE?
AEW, I believe.
AEW, we challenge you to a wrestle off. I'm about 140 pounds.
I'm like 175 right now.
So 140, 175. You guys are probably well over 200 pounds, but we'll still accept the challenge.
Okay.
Okay. Do you back me up?
Yeah, I'll be your tag team partner. Come on, man.
So they're Acclaimed, if you're man enough.
Whoa. You hear that?
I'm 140 pounds, 175.
I'm 175.
140. We got it. Yeah. Do they wear masks? Like, what's their...
No.
So they have scissors on their tights and stuff?
No, it's more like the symbols and stuff. But they have, like, pink tights that they wear.
I just don't understand the connection to the claim to where does scissors come into that?
I don't know. We'll have to look it up.
Okay. Ryan, do you know any of this?
Nope.
Okay.
Great addition, Ryan.
Nope. I can't talk, dude. My camera is dead.
That's fine.
They can't see me because we podcasted
Ryan
for an
said
hour
no.
before the podcast.
Whoa. Now somebody's getting a little snippy.
Wait,
with
what
us.
What did you say, Ryan?
My camera's dead because we podcasted for an hour before the podcast. And it was running that whole time.
Taking jabs. You know what? I owe you guys a pizza or something, because I'm...
Why? We just were bringing up stuff.
I know, but he's bringing up the camera power, the battery life.
Hey, man, that's on him.
Yeah. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
You don't have to apologize. That's cool, man. What is this mumbling?
You know what? Oh, one last can I add another tidbit in there?
Of course, I am
going to start working on a music project. My homie Mestizo reached out to this guy who has a small label. They said they would want to put out if I had a rap project or something. So I'm going to start working. I started working on it the other night. Like I had to dust off the sampler, so I want to put that out now. So just the progression. It might take me a while. I don't have a concept, but yeah. Why are you scratching your chin, man?
Interesting.
Oh, because of the stuff that we talked.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is all making more sense now.
Oh, it is.
You think?
Yeah, I should have mentioned that.
You think?
Yeah, because all my time, I want to make it really good.
Oh, so, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for filling in the freaking missing gaps. Steve drops a bomb on me before we start recording. I don't know if I want to do music on Scissor Bros anymore.
No. I still want to, but I should have added the other thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I should have brought that up.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes way more sense. I feel like I'm going crazy. I've just been feeling this for a while. I'm like, what?
You know what? That was a little passive aggressive. I should have said that at the beginning. So I apologize to you too. This just happened the other day, man. And it's been a while since I worked on a music project.
I want you to work on a solo music project.
Yeah, and so this presented itself. I'm like, oh, you know what? I should probably look into that because I'm busy. I'm doing two podcasts. You're hitting the road doing your comedy, and I'm like, well, I have maybe I could instead of Warzone all the time, I could hop on the sampler
yes!
again.
I want this for you, dude. I want this for you, brother.
You should, dude.
I know it's see that. That's where
I want this for you.
I should have brought that up. Like I should have worded it that way. That was a bit passive aggressive.
The way you worded it was just like, I'm not feeling your music.
I should have said, hey, man, I wanted to like put a lot of time and energy in this project that I'm going to be working on.
I want you to put out more albums. I apologize.
I should have been more transparent. So my apologies to you two. You know, sorry
support
for taking
Steve's
up.
Steve's music. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sorry. I should have presented it like that. Okay. That makes me look like a crazy person. Like, why wouldn't I mention that? Wow. I'm crazy, dude.
Hey, man, authenticity, baby.
I get crazy, bro. I get crazy. I go into dark places, bro, you know? So this keeps me, like, even keeled.
Good. I want you to make music that makes you happy,
dude.
No.
It's just, I look at it as art. I'm old, bro, you know, so I'm not like doing it like, oh, I'm going to get signed or this or that. I'm doing it literally because it's like an art, like a painting or something. I'm like, oh, I haven't painted in a while.
Yeah.
Might as well pick up the brush again. That's all it is, you know? So I'm sorry. I should have said it like that.
It's all good, man. So makes more sense. I have context now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know why I wouldn't bring that up. That's like the first thing I should have said.
Huh, that's so interesting.
Go ahead, look at, there you go, look at the notes. You got some, you got other things to add.
No, you know what? I like when we just are spitballing back and forth and figuring things.
Yeah.
That's the real.
So, going back to that shirt, so you were selling those at your local comedy show, like when you were on the road?
Yeah.
And so let's give a shout out to the Scissor Siblings that came out and supported that.
Yeah. Shout out to our Scissor Siblings who
thanks
came
for
out in Fort
buying
Worth,
the merch.
Texas.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hooked you up with some.
Yeah.
Some scratching it.
Yeah. Show Ryan a little love too, right, Ryan? Got yourself a little combo meal the way back.
A little Kit Kat. Okay. So I want to talk about. I've mentioned this before on the podcast, but like I've said before, I wish that you got to experience the love that I get when I go on the road and I meet our Scissor Siblings in person, because they love you so much.
Is it pure positivity?
Yes. You see it in the comments, of course, on YouTube.
I don't read the comments, brother. I don't read my, even on the Steve Wiebe show. I, you know, maybe I should, but I, you know, I'm trying to. Yeah, I don't want to, you know,
right.
Enter that, you know.
Okay, so anyway.
Okay, go ahead, man. Keep it positive, huh?
The people that I meet in person are always amazing, and I'm always super grateful, and they always express how grateful they are and how much they love you, mm-hmm. And I wish that you could actively hear that a little bit more, and you know what? I'm going to suggest a new bit for us. We're always trying to reinvent the show. We're always trying to have new segments and stuff like that.
Is it like a positive affirmation?
Yeah, I want us... Well, I'm going to figure out the logistics of this, but I think there's some other podcasts that have toyed with this in the past, and I think it'll be cool for us. If we set up like a Google number where people could leave us voicemails or something, then we could occasionally play those on the podcast.
Positive?
We're not going to play negative. We're not going to play trollish voicemails on the podcast.
Dude, that'd be crazy.
I mean, that would be.
That would be a crazy segment.
That would be.
Steve, you got a pancake face, man. Just quit it already, man.
Quit your pancake face? You know, is that what you think when you look in the mirror?
You know what's weird? Is even my girl, shout out to my girlfriend, man. She always says.
Your voice changed.
She said, you have to start giving yourself more credit, looking at yourself more positively. There's nothing but like dark clouds up here sometimes.
Yeah, dude, you got sex appeal is what she's trying to say.
She likes my hair.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because it's starting to feather on the sides and everything.
Yeah.
But
going from Steve Lee to Jet Li over there, man.
Keep that up. Yeah, I like that. So she was like, you got to give yourself more credit, babe. Like,
right.
You know, but go back to your affirmation. So go ahead with your segment idea.
I think that we could set up, Ryan, it wouldn't be that hard for us to set up, I don't think, where we could set up where people could deposit voicemail messages to us or send us voice memos to scissorbrospod@gmail.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, what? I like that. What if we do another segment where they could phone in or leave a voice memo message of questions, you know,
we
to
can
ask,
do that too. Yeah.
And then we'll read them. You know what I'm saying? I know the other podcasts have done that, but I think that would be cool.
And Ryan can surprise us with them. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, let's start doing that.
You like that?
Yep.
I like that
really,
a lot.
Really
yeah.
cool. I think that.
I think the more we have crowd participation, like.
Well, that's what I.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
people,
we should
and people
start
are sending
that.
In more music and stuff like that, which.
That's
which,
a part of it.
Which we've started to play some of them, which we appreciate anytime you guys send in music and art and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that was something that we were really good about when we started the podcast. And we want to get back into that, especially since we have a producer now who can kind of help us wrangle some
job.
Of the content.
We love you, Ryan. You're doing a great job.
Thank
killing
you very
it, dude.
Much.
Killing it, man.
But yeah, that gets
a new
me,
segment idea. I
but
think
that gets
cool.
me excited.
I like that.
That
see?
Gets me excited, like this type of thing. Because I'm good. Like, oh yeah, I'd like to do that.
Great.
Because even these other podcasts that I've witnessed, I'm like, they have kind of their own version of that.
Yeah.
We could kind of do that, make it our own. Like,
we could, yeah, do our Scissor Bros version.
Like, put our little twist on it.
Sure.
Yeah. That'd be great, man.
Yeah.
So you're back from the road.
Oh, yeah. So. While I'm in Texas, this is what I appreciate about our Scissor Siblings.
There you go.
When I was there on Thursday night, I go back to my hotel after I did, we did a live stand-up on the spot there with some of the local Texas comics and stuff like that. Great show. We had Scissor Siblings who came out. Thank you.
Yeah. What you're doing, that I love that you stayed on the right track with that, you know, so keep doing the stand-up on the spots. I think your hard work's paying off and everything.
Well, people loved yours. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been getting some positive feedback on
good.
That too. Yeah,
good,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
So I roll back to my hotel with a couple other friends who were on the show. So it's me and like four other people, which looks a little bit suspect rolling into a hotel with me and four people deep. You know what I mean?
Why is that suspect?
Because they're not staying at the hotel. So you
is
know,
it
can
four
look
dudes?
One female comic and like three or four other comedian.
Is that
male
against
comics.
Hotel policy to have added guests or
well,
can't they be
Well, you can't take
guests?
Them up to your room necessarily, but like we were hanging in the lobby, we wanted to eat some food.
You can't take them up to your room. Why not?
You're just not supposed. That's a policy. You're not supposed
that's
to have
a policy
like
policy in hotels.
You can't have like parties in your room. You're like if
I thought that's
you're,
what hotels are for. I think people party in hotel rooms.
You're technically not allowed to do that.
Is that this is a real rule?
Yeah, I mean, if you have,
I thought throughout history,
they have a, no. They have a max like occupation per room. Like if you buy a king size bed, they're expecting 2 to 3 people max in that room.
So there's a mandatory, there's a mandate on that. If you go over the limit, they'll have. Is there a hotel person that'll knock on the door and say, "Hey, there's, you have two."
If you have a bunch of people who are going into a hotel room, yeah, they're going to knock on the door and be like, "Hey, there's too many people in here. What are you doing?"
But then, how do they get away with partying? Because that's what hotel. Like, if you look at the, I'm using the standard in hot, like in LA.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's like rooms that are doing cocaine and, you know, popping bottles and
I think
doing,
that's on
doing
another tier. Like, I think that they.
Oh, so you're talking about more like.
Working class hotels.
Like the Hyatt or something
like
that. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. I didn't know. Like, I'm not. I didn't. Right. I thought that. I didn't think there was rules like that.
Yeah. So I walk in and the guy at the front was kind of giving me a weird look because I was coming in with people and I was like, sorry, man. I'll grab my room key. I'm staying here.
Yeah.
And then I start to kind of fumble for it and it's taking a second. He goes, I know who you are. I go, what? And then he just looks at me and he smiles. And he goes, and I go, what?
The hotel?
Yeah.
And get out of town.
No.
The hotel butler, dude, the dude at the front desk.
The concierge.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Edit out butler. Yeah, I didn't mean.
Edit it back in. That's funny. I like
that's
the idea. Of,
that's kind
of I like the idea of a butler.
And he went like this?
He did our scissor. He did scissors. And I was like, oh, what up, dude? We start talking and stuff. And he goes, dude, my friend's not going to believe that you're staying at my hotel that I work at. I go, well,
so now it's his hotel.
I mean, where he works at.
I'm just kidding.
And I go, well, let's make him a video. Let's send it to him. So he grabbed his phone and I said, hey, Colin, we wish you were here, man. Like, where are you, man? Like, I'm hanging out with your friend Bruce right now. You should have been here, dude. So I go to play pool because there's a pool table in the lobby.
Of course you went to play pool.
It's an A-loft, so they always have a pool table, right?
Of course.
Dude, Bruce texts his friend Colin that video. Colin comes over in 5 minutes, and I meet the friend who he just texted.
He came over that fast?
He came to the hotel that fast.
He went, and then.
Well, I guess he just got enough work, and he like rushed over there.
Damn, you're like John Travolta, man.
So then, I don't get that reference, but. Why would I be like John Travolta?
He's a star.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's your caliber of star.
Don't analyze it.
Okay, cool. Just I won't look into it too much. Okay.
Damn.
So then, basically. He says, yeah, we both actually play pool. We're both pretty good. I go, oh, I'd love to play you. Dude, Steve.
He didn't beat you.
They did.
No.
Yeah, they were good. They were really good.
They didn't beat you, though.
Yes, they did.
They beat you?
I played Colin probably 12 games, and I beat him 4 out of 12 games. He was really good.
He whooped your ass? So that means they're good, because I know how good you are.
Hey, man, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
It was. I mean, obviously, the score will tell you.
Yeah, he did a pretty freaking
good job.
Yeah.
But I played pool with the both of them until 4:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And they were just cool scissor siblings that I just.
Do you have
hang
a clip
with,
of
dude.
Them? I want to give them some love.
I have a clip. Yeah, I've got a couple clips that I'll play in a second here.
Yeah.
Son, thank you so much for doing our weekly Zoom meeting as you're in outer space in college.
Thank you, Father. I'm having a great time at Andromeda University preparing for my midterms. The only problem is these clunkers, these headphones suck. Do you have anything better, Father, you could send me?
Well, of course. What have you been using your tuition money on? Huh. I've got plenty of recommendations for you. And they're called Raycon. Now, I've been listening to a lot of Lizzo recently with your mother. And they've been sounding phenomenal in my ear holes. Really progressive stuff. No matter what you like listening to, it'll sound better with Raycon earbuds, son. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. They won't budge with optimized gel tips for that perfect in-ear fit. Raycon offers 3 sound profiles. Whether you want to be immersed in sound or hear your surroundings, Raycon does it.
Check out Raycon's wireless earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/scissorbros 15 today to get 15% off your Raycon order.
That's buyraycon.com/scissorbros15 to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/scissorbros15. I like using these Raycons on my flights in between Empanada and Brazil and all of my business trips. And the next time you travel to outer space, you should try them because the batteries last for up to 32 hours, son.
Awesome, Father. Will you send me a pair of these awesome Raycons immediately?
Of course, son. I love you so much.
One last request, Father.
Raycon.
So this is how cool, on top of that, just hanging out with our scissor siblings in the wild was. Not only were they nice, we all gelled immediately. We all vibed and we were like, you know, playing pool, like talking about how we had similar upbringings in different ways and stuff like that. Bruce, who runs a hotel, he did an act of kindness where he was able to get my buddy, who was staying really far away, he was able to get him a room at the hotel last minute, and he helped him out with that.
Like, he hooked it up?
I can't technically say whether that happened or not.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
But he did a cool thing where, like, he got a discount or something on something. You know what I mean? And then Colin, he said, come to my steakhouse tomorrow. I'll feed you and your friend.
What, he worked at a steakhouse?
Yeah.
Oh.
I went there the next night with my friend Joey Smith, and we dined like kings before I went to my show.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
That movie Fight Club. How, you know, like Ed Norton, like he'll and then like the guy at the restaurant will go, you know, on me. Or, you
yeah,
know,
right,
like,
right,
yeah,
right,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. Dude, that's really happening in real life.
So
for
shout
you.
Out to our scissor siblings,
Bruce and Colin in Fort Worth. And here's a couple clips of one clip of pool and then one clip at the steakhouse.
Fucking good shot.
Dude. Oh, winner.
Dang it. Dang it.
Eating a next level meal at Bob's Chopped and Steakhouse is some tuna tartare. Cheers, my friend. Yeah. To Bob. And Colin, most importantly. Which, who else?
Oh my goodness.
Unreal.
Unreal. Can't wait to try this. That's Colin. He's the freaking man.
Pretty cool, man.
How good was that steakhouse?
Phenomenal. I couldn't even finish it.
You
all
get a baseball steak? What kind of steak you get?
I got a ribeye.
Was it juicy or?
14-ouncer, baby.
And what are the sides? You get some.
Dude, we had tuna tartare as an appetizer.
God dang.
We had mashed potatoes.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it was phenomenal.
God damn, that's making me hungry, man.
Yeah, dude.
Was it quality?
It's like one of the best steakhouses.
So if you compare it to Morton's.
Oh, it was just like that. You're even better.
Better than Morton's?
I think. I haven't really been to Morton's. I don't know. I know that you guys went to Morton's.
What about Laurie's?
Like, I know that you and Bob went to Morton's instead of eating dinner at Eric Griffin's wedding, but continue.
Ouch.
Oh,
hidden below
authentic,
the belt.
Authentic podcast. You only get the real, on Scissor
Throwing
Bros.
Your scissor brother under the bus.
Hey, man. Woo! I'm talking
it
real.
It hurt bad. Ooh. Hear that crunch? You
Eric
heard that crunch?
Griffin
you broke
ready.
A couple bones and some ribs. Wow. In my defense, I ate stuff at Eric's wedding. I ate some of the stuff.
I saw.
There you go. Let him know, though. You're making it seem like I just dipped.
I mean,
I was eating the salad, the bread, all that.
Yeah, salad and bread.
Oh, there you go. Throw me under the bus two times. Two times.
It's okay. He didn't pay a lot of money for the plates or anything.
Three times. Keep it at three.
Okay.
Because my heart's just, ooh, yeah. Shout out to Eric. We love Eric Griffin.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Trying to get him back on the podcast, as a matter of fact.
We love you, Eric.
We love you, Eric Griffin.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So that was a very cool experience in Fort Worth. I also went to a gun range.
I haven't been to a gun range in years. I saw some of that. Someone tagged me or DM'd me, you shooting a gun, and it freaked me out.
Did it freak you out?
Yeah, because you were so violent shooting it. And then like it empowered you, and so I saw your face and your energy after you did that, and I'm like, oh, not a fan.
What? Oh, that one hurt,
brother. I had to throw you under there too.
Oh,
wow, such a violent act.
Oh,
just I know we have the right to bear arms, and you know, there's amendments, you know, protecting your right to have a gun and shoot guns, but wow,
hey, it
says a lot about what's underneath there. Just yeah. In fact, I felt like you were shooting me when you shot that target.
Shut up, dude.
It's like you went to the guy. Hey, can you have a 5'4" Asian silhouette, man?
Whatever, dude.
Yeah, 5'4", like a bowl haircut. Yeah, just make sure he's 5'4", 5'5". Yeah, because I have this guy. You know, I do a podcast. I just want to shoot his head off. Yeah, no, you got it like a semi-automatic. Yeah, it can't be a pistol.
You want to know some real talk?
Yeah.
As a kid, I was a card-holding member of the NRA. Kansas, baby. Built different in Kansas. Built Ford tough.
Now, other guns in here, dude. Now you got me scared.
Dude, Gerald is strapped right now. What up, Gerald?
Yeah, I'm strapped right now. And it's got Ryan's motherfucking name on it. He can't even keep me cropped in the front. Steve, why are you jerking me off and stuff, man? I mean, if you're going to do it, just like let me know.
Whoa. Gerald, don't want to mess with him, man.
You got a pistol somewhere?
Don't want to mess with that, dude.
Gerald, you got a piece on you? Huh?
Gerald's clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Wow. I never knew.
Yeah, man.
So what does that make you feel, shooting a gun? Like, does it make you feel like a big man?
What the frick? I did. I went full auto, and It was insane, dude. I went full auto.
Of course you went full auto.
It was called Full Auto Fridays. Dude, it was wild there. There was people, Steve, it was so, it's just different in Texas, man. There was a dude on crutches that came in to shoot a gun. There was a baby, a dad holding a baby that was walking around.
What kind of guns are they? Semi-automatic? Like,
I shot an AR-15. What?
Do you own a gun?
No, not currently.
I'm going to ask you one more time.
Hey, man.
Do you own a... Is there a gun here?
Listen, we're machete brothers. You know that we both sleep with machetes next to our bed.
You don't own a pistol?
Not currently.
Are you open to getting a gun?
Yeah, I grew up with guns. Okay, I feel like cool. in the right circumstance...
You got to protect your family, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Now,
I'm down for that. Yeah.
The discussion... To protect your family. Now, after I shot the auto, though, I mean, I don't think it's... A civilian should have a fully auto.
How many bullets does it unleash?
It was 30 rounds in 10 seconds.
Pop, 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 pop. Oh my.
I mean, that's why it's scary. It's
oh my God.
But that's just, I don't want to get political on the show.
Everybody, no, we're not getting political.
I believe in the right to bear arms.
I'm honestly
you know?
Curious about that because
I just think it's a little bit much if you have a fully auto. Like, I don't know if anybody needs
though?
That.
That's beyond protection, right? Wouldn't you say?
I don't know. Let's shift
gears
a little bit.
Hey, you brought it up, man. I was going to bring up guns.
You're the one who's
you're the one that went to a gun range.
You're the one who's like, you feel like a big man holding a gun? Is that how you feel?
I was messing with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, why don't we do a Scissor Bros segment where you bring me to a gun range?
You never shot a gun before? No. Really? You never shot a gun?
A Red Ryder BB gun when I was a kid.
That don't count. Well, you were good at that because you're good at pumping things.
There it is. There's the punchline. There it is. There it is.
Yeah, dude.
There you go. Line it up. Go ahead.
Did you put lotion up against the red BB gun?
Number two. Give me one more. Give me one more. Did I glaze the... Go ahead.
I bet you ran out of your load pretty quickly shooting the gun. I don't know.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, cool. That was great. That was Forrest. The third one was Forrest.
All right. So you had some fun. Do you have some video of you at the range? Do you want to?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
So, Brian, when was the last time you shot a gun?
About 10 years ago. Nothing like that.
Yeah. It's been about 5 years for me. And how did we do on the target?
I mean, we were a little low.
We were, you know, we hit the lightning bolt a couple times, but we lit up this fool's chest, but... I didn't even aim for, I kind of wish I would have aimed for the neck or, I didn't even really look at these.
Yeah, I didn't do that either.
But it's cool.
It's fun.
Yeah. Once you get into it, you're like, oh, the power. Good times.
Dude, they've got kids' guns here. That's right. Come on, do you want a little rascal? I know I do for Christmas. Get one in Texas.
Yeah.
This just in, we have just gotten word from our producer. We cannot show gun range footage on YouTube. I guess it'll get us demonetized. So I'll put it on patreon.com/scissorbros. There you go.
Patreon.com/scissorbros.
The uncut stuff we throw on there.
Exclusive content, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Sign up today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to go, though. I want to go at least once.
Just to feel it.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to an axe throwing range? Sorry, I just had a weird...
No, I want to try that out too.
Yeah?
You throw the axe, like on a tree trunk or something or some... Yeah. I haven't done any of that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that could be a fun challenge for us. Axe throwing.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Or a gun range where... Well, no, we can't.
No.
Axe throwing.
Yeah, axe throwing.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, you'll appreciate this.
Yeah, I love it. Go ahead.
Have you seen a movie called Hollows Grove?
Shout out to our main man,
Craig Efros. He wrote and directed this movie.
Yeah, give Craig some love.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Craig is instrumental in helping us launch Scissor Bros. And
Tell him what he did.
Dude, he edited the early episodes. He helped it grow the podcast, and we're
free
forever
of charge
grateful.
Too.
I know.
We owe him like $85,000.
A lot of sun dung. A lot of that. A lot of that, my friend.
That's love from his heart, brother. He believes in us.
Yeah.
And then, dude, he was spending mad nights up all night staring at that monitor doing the damn thing.
So he, you know, we were talking one night and he casually mentioned like, oh, yeah, you know, I
you didn't know he directed Hollows Grove?
Well, he came up. I put it in the notes in my phone, right? And I was like, oh, dude, I'll definitely watch that. And I was going through my notes on my phone, and because Maya and I were wanting to watch something last night, and I go, I'm like, I forgot. Greg has a movie on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. We got to watch it. Yeah, dude, man. I watched it. I got to say,
scary,
I was really
huh?
impressed.
He wrote and directed it.
Dude, I know.
Yeah.
I called him right afterwards. I was like, dude, this is like a legit movie. Because you never know, like with friends, like, with indie movies and stuff like that, like if it's gonna look good or sound good, it could be. You never know. But I was like, wow, this is really cool, man. I was really impressed. I was like proud of him. I was like, yeah, I know it came out a while ago, but yeah. I'm just saying. Shout out to our buddy Craig.
So go watch Hollows Grove today.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. It's like it's kind of like a found footage horror paranormal activity kind of thing. Hopefully, that's an okay description.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, I feel like it's kind of like
Craig's our
that.
Boy, man. He's helped out a lot.
It's like a faux documentary kind
of
thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like kind of like a found footage.
Yeah.
Type deal. Yeah.
Yeah. But
and
anyway.
It was scary even like the elementary school and like the way that was shot as far as like.
There's a lot of subtleties that I really like too. That things moving around in the background. Yeah. I won't say too much.
Yeah, don't say too much. Yeah. Hey, thanks for watching that, man.
Yeah, of course. You don't have to thank me. It was cool, man.
That's going to make it feel good.
I called him right away. I was like, dude, I know I'm late on this, but I was dope.
Yeah. You know what I'm excited about is Warzone 2.
Okay, go on.
Because people have been bringing it up while I've been playing with them, and they're like, you got it? And I'm like, because the beta's out now, right? I haven't even played the beta, but they're like, I asked them, is it good? They're like, yeah, man, with the graphics are better, it's upgraded, and they mentioned another interesting aspect. You know, like the old one had the gulag. If you died, you go to the Russian gulag.
Yeah.
Well, I think in the Warzone 2, you get to compete with your other fallen soldiers as a group in the gulag. You know. Mm. So I think that's interesting because it's like you're bringing like the outside game into this microcosm in the gulag where you have to like work together to. Because if once you die in the gulag, the game's over.
That kind of reminds me. Did you ever used to play a game called Perfect Dark?
No.
On Nintendo 64?
No.
Were you always a PlayStation guy?
I know
it's
me and you are off on movies. Just everything, we kind of have a different... We've had a different experience. No.
Gen to gen, baby.
No, didn't play that.
Tune in. Eric Griffin's podcast. That's the whole premise of their podcast is the generational
gap. Oh, gen to gen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I grew up with the old Nintendo, like Kid Icarus, Kung Fu, Mike Tyson's
Punch
Out.
But you never owned a Nintendo 64?
No, I don't think I had the
64. What about a PS1?
I had the old Nintendo, the original
Nintendo. I'm asking about PlayStation 1,
I don't even think you were born back then.
What do you mean?
Were you around the old school Nintendo with Duck Hunt?
Yeah, I had that, dude.
I
had Duck Hunt growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you had the old... Oh, you're not that much younger. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, so
I'm
68 looking
one
good
more
though, right?
Year, baby.
I'll give it 3 more years and I'm gonna exit the earth, I think.
Okay.
Thanks for tuning in. We love y'all. Hey, thanks for supporting Scissor Bros.
We're not wrapping up. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah.
What do you mean?
We got things to do, brother. Or do you have something planned?
Huh? We have a challenge.
We do, huh?
Yeah, of course we do.
You want to present that?
Well, Brian and I have been talking behind your back. Your biggest fear. Yeah.
Oh, this is a fresh... We're doing a challenge right now.
Yeah, we're
doing
it's
not a cut to.
No.
Oh, this is a real live challenge.
We're about to do a challenge right now.
Oh, keep going. Okay.
Ryan and I have been talking, and it's funny that he just mentioned that we can't bring up the shooting range footage because we couldn't use airsoft guns because we would get flagged and maybe pulled from YouTube for shooting each other with airsoft guns.
paintball guns?
Paintball guns is probably the similar thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But what we have is the airsoft pellets, okay? And Ryan has gotten us two industrial strength slingshots, and we're going to put on eye protective wear. We're going to put targets on each other's chest, and the winner does what, Ryan?
Gets to shoot the other one in the back up close.
Well, how big is the pistols? What's the...
They're slingshots. They're little.
Can you break? Can I look at one of them, please? You thought of this, man?
Dude, we'll wear these goggles.
I want to see
for safety. But dude, check out this.
Oh, that's the real deal.
This is a real wrist rocket, brother.
And then what are we shooting from that? Holy moly! Let's go.
This and then,
is crazy.
Hello.
We're gonna do that with those.
Yeah. And then wearing these targets.
Then how do you know who hit what?
Oh, it's gonna break through the paper.
On the chest.
Uh huh.
And then it could hit your. Let's just do it. We have eye.
We have eye protection.
Okay, then
on.
We're good. With
and
the
we'll
eyes.
Put a hand over like yeah. this area.
Yeah. And then how far apart?
How far apart, Ryan?
Yeah, both sides of the room, where you're at now.
Oh, really? We stay? We stay and seated?
We stay seated, right?
Yep.
Oh, baby.
So this is going to be painful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Could break skin, huh?
If you shoot hard enough, it really depends how much you love each other,
how much
right?
torque.
Okay. I mean,
what are we calling this challenge, Ryan?
Slingshot challenge.
The slingshot challenge. All right, so we're about to do this. It's 5 versus 5. Whoever can score the most points, loser gets to shoot the other one point blank in the back. And do you want to go first?
Yeah, go ahead. You go first.
You want me to set the tone?
Yeah, you can set the tone.
How far back we're going?
Yeah.
Okay. To be extra safe, we're going to cover our mouths and noses up. The goal is to hit the targets, obviously. I'm not trying to hit anywhere near Steve's face. So here we go. You'll have to tell me how painful this is. I'm honestly a little bit nervous about this one.
Dude, this is fucking... Is this safe, dude?
You ready?
Ryan, dude, this is crazy.
You ready? I'll go this far to start, okay? Ready?
Fuck, dude.
Did it go through?
I felt it right here, dude. I felt like it went through my skin.
Okay.
Did it go through the paper? Or to make a mark?
No, it got me right here, though.
Oh, I might have missed.
Fuck, that fucking hurt, dude. Holy shit.
Be kind. Aim lower than higher.
Oh, fuck. So you...
Dude, honestly, this anticipation is the worst thing part. Freaking ever. Yeah. Seeing him load and everything. You saw how far I cocked back.
Is it like
this? Oh, dude. Oh, what the frick? This is horrible. Oh.
I didn't even...
You got...
It didn't right even here. Fly.
See those eyes. Let the camera see those eyes. Oh, right above.
Am I doing this right though?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not even fucking doing it right, dude.
What do you mean? You're hitting me every time. You just hit me right here. Yeah. You hit me twice. You hit me right here and right here.
I don't feel like I hit you.
I know that you hit me.
Did I hit him?
Yeah, I heard it hit him.
Look, there's a welt right there.
Okay, okay.
There's a welt right there. It instantly formed.
Let's go. Let's get it going then.
What are you freaking talking about, dude? That's what we've been doing. My goodness.
Great freaking idea, Ryan. This was Ryan's idea. This is a beautiful idea.
Yeah, he got me.
Oh.
Well, we're already on number three.
So are you?
We're on number three right now.
Is it like this? In the middle, like this?
Yep.
Like this?
Oh, that was a good one. Where was it? I can't see.
I hit.
Oh, dude, that was a good one. That was six.
Oh, damn, I'm one behind. Yeah.
Okay.
So two.
We have two more turns. Two more turns.
This is fun once you get freaking into it, dude. This is better than the shooting range.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh shit. That was a good one.
Did I hit?
Yeah, dude, I felt like you. You shot my heart. That was a good one. Good job, man.
Where did that go?
In my heart. You punctured. I don't. Whatever you did, it hit my heart.
So I it was too high.
It hit my heart. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You having fun, Ryan?
Yep. Actually, I think he hit on the outside of the.
The outside of the paper.
The black. No. I think you actually got a point.
Yeah.
Oh, what, you're wetting it down?
No, I
haven't. Oh, lower's better.
Oh, fuck, I missed.
Ow, open skin, though.
Oh, well, one last, this is the last one.
You ready?
That's a good one, dude. Real good one.
What do you say we go best out of seven?
No, I'm done with this. It's your wife's birthday.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. Dude, that really hurt, dog. Holy moly.
Definitely the worst part, the anticipation leading up.
Oh, I missed. You won. He won. He got me right here. Seven. You want to take a look?
Yeah, let's take a look at these. Oh my goodness. Oh my. You got me here. Look. You got me here, here, and here. He got me three real, real good welts.
Like this?
That's a bullseye, baby.
You got 17.
I got 17, and Steve got six.
Shit. All right, let's get this over with. Hold up, dude. Fuck.
Okay.
This hurts so bad.
Okay. You ready? Are you ready? Sorry, brother. It takes a brother to shoot another one in the back. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Scissor Bros. Dance along with us at home right now. We hope you like that challenge.
Thank you for subscribing. We appreciate and we love you all. See you next week. Love you, brother.
Love you too, man. Good sport, man. Good job.
Scissor Brothers!
Hello? Is anyone still there? It's your pal, Gerald, and I was a little hard on Ryan earlier, but I warned him. I said, if you don't keep me properly cropped in the frame, then the next episode I'd go off. And, yeah, I went a little wild. Yeah. Did I threaten him with violence? Yeah. Did I say that I had a gun and his name was on it? Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen again. Sometimes you got to get a little violent. Let people know that you're not some pushover fucking giraffe. I'll throw down in these streets, Ryan. I don't care if you're the new guy on the team. I've been in the team since day one. All right, I'm really sorry. Got upset about that. We love you, Ryan. We're working out the new kinks and stuff like that. I understand. There's a learning curve. Anywho, hope you guys are having a good week. And, I produced that new Stand Up on the Spot that's coming out, but that bitch Jeremiah never gives me credit. But anyway, it's a good one. It's got Doug Benson and, like, Keon Pulley and Ally Makovsky on it. It's a lot of fun. I think, Eddie Bravo, too. That guy's wild. Okay, well, I gotta go. I got a swinging thing that's going on at the watering hole, and I don't know. Whose junk is gonna end up in my mouth later? All right, really gotta go. Love you guys. Bye.
I think I might red zone right now. That's the real thing.
See, now you're being real. I like that.